Quick update from Representative Andrew Byron from House District 22, covering Southern Teton County and the northern section of Star Valley. Good morning, Representative. How's Cheyenne today?
Cheyenne is sunny and beautiful. Thanks for having me again this morning, Duke.
Hey, absolutely. Appreciate your time as always. A lot of bills that we could discuss and jump into, Representative. So I want to just jump into it here and start with education. Of course, a lot of education type bills, and one that's been drawing some attention that recently has gone through the House is this K-12 public funding by a combined the budget bills for the education side of things, and a couple of bills that could cut funding significantly for education being discussed right now.
Well, yeah, there's a heavy hitter. If anyone's paying attention the last 2 weeks down here, we have been juggling House Bill 199 on the House side. I believe yesterday it had a total of 19 amendments that got brought to it. And what House Bill 199 does is basically shifts, $30 to $40 million of funding out of your traditional public education realm and puts it more towards that ESA concept for education savings account. You know, we already passed a bill last year, Duke, that made it all the way through, that was a $6,000 ESA allotment, and they bumped that another $1,000 this year to $7,000, changed a little of the parameters. But, man, have I been hearing from Lincoln County on that one? I think we all have. And Teton County, you know, this is really an interesting and potential negative threat to how we know traditional education. The tough thing for our neck of the woods in Western Wyoming is those ESAs really benefits homeschoolers, which is, you know, an important part of what happens in Western Wyoming and educating the children that choose not to go to traditional schools. But we don't have many private schools in Western Wyoming, as we know. So it really benefits those that in the more urban areas that have more opportunity for that. So that's one that we've been paying attention to closely. And, you know, I appreciate all the teachers in all the different areas, from elementary schools all the way up through Star Valley High School and Jacksonville High School, reaching out and just sharing their thoughts and about that bill.
Yeah. And, you know, part of that, and if I'm not cross, maybe I'm getting bills mixed up here. Correct me if I'm wrong, but is that that's the same bill that would offer money to go directly to the parents who are homeschooling? Is that correct? Like $7,000 per child?
Yep, it's a savings account. And there's parameters on that. Deal with, you know, where you fall in terms of earnings, et cetera. But it is a very controversial bill, to be honest. I think the one we passed last year, which I voted in favor of, was a great start and to try to implement the system. Sounds like statewide, there's a couple hundred students after that bill got implemented last year have taken advantage of it. So, you know, my issues, besides the repercussions of this bill, are the fact that we just spent so much time on it. You know, when you bring 18, 19 amendments to a bill on one side of the chamber, I think it shows you that there's work that needs to be done. But, you know, the amendments were generally resisted, and it's on to the Senate now.
Representative Andrew Byron this morning on the weekday wake up. Also on to the Senate is another concealed carry bill that would get rid of gun-free zones in the state, including schools and government buildings. And that's a little bit different from last year, but that's been onto the Senate. There's also another bill that would lower the concealed carry age from 21 to 18. And so two different bills that kind of go a little hand in hand.
A couple of heavy hitters that are arguably linked there. Yeah, Duke, you made that statement accurately. They do go parallel with each other. And yeah, I mean, as a staunch supporter of the Second Amendment, it's been tough to talk about this gun-free zones. You know, I actually voted for that bill last year. It was vetoed by the governor. And this year, as it came, once again, teachers, parents, even students were reaching out, just asking me, you know, why do we need guns, you know, in our schools? Why do we need guns around our schools? And then all of a sudden we get this bill that says, you know, that lowers that carrying age for a concealed weapon down to 18. And it really makes you scratch your head at the directions these folks are trying to go. So, you know, I think I always want to support law enforcement. We have the best law enforcement in Western Wyoming. We, you know, as a product of Western Wyoming public schools, always felt safe there. So, yeah, that was a tough one, but it is on to the Senate as well. And, you know, we didn't get a lot done the first 2 weeks, but there's certainly been a couple of the big bills that have made it out of the House chamber and are heading down to the Senate.
All right, Representative Byron, any other specific bills that you'd like to bring up today while we have you?
You know, we keep hitting about on property taxes, you know, and a bill that passed last year was a 25% exemption on your first $2 million of valuation, and that got vetoed by the governor, and we talked about that in our first interview, and this year a 50% exemption of your first $1 million came through, which would certainly benefit Lincoln County and Teton County in my district. But at the end of the day, It doesn't come with a complete backfill, so it's going to really hurt our municipalities, our towns, counties, our special districts, our firemen, and that's one, you know, the Senate got handed in what I would call kind of a mess, and we tried to work on that bill hard, but those were also resisted in the House side, and that's on to the Senate, so they're gonna have their hands full as we begin to send bills back and forth. And then finally, real quick, Duke, while you have me, you know, House Bill 275, which is the Clean Kill Bill, I was the primary sponsor on, gotten some attention. You know, it's kind of a you know, product of the incident in Sublette County last year, and that bill made it through my committee on a 9-0 vote, and it's sitting in the committee of the whole, the first reading in the House, the general file, and hopefully we'll get some of that. We had a pretty late night Tuesday night, and we've been told we'll be here late tonight, so preparing for a long day.
Late night until the middle of March, isn't it? Isn't that how it's going to work for you?
I think we may see tomorrow, it seems, yeah. Like at this point. We can gavel out and gavel back in and get back to work after midnight, but it has been a slog, but been happy to do it. You know, this work needs to get done. We have a beautiful system in place down here in the citizen legislature, and you know, it's been great to work with Senator Dockstetter. We got a great team, and obviously, you know, Representative McKay Erickson has just done a great job in his first couple weeks down here, and you guys have great representation down here in Cheyenne.
Going back real quickly to the property tax bills, are there any other bills coming forward that deal more with the backfill, that have more backfill options as opposed to the ones that have gone through?
Once again, I used to sit on that revenue committee, you know, and I didn't get that that seat this year, but I have been in touch with the chairman of that revenue committee. He has asked to kind of have a discussion on how some of this works, and you know, there are a number of bills coming, and he's going to try to pick one, it sounds like, and let that horse try to run that race. So there are some that have backfills, there's some that do goofy things. There's, you know, I think there was 20 last year, and there's something like 13 this year, and more still to get posted in the next, I think the House has to be posted by Tuesday. So I still think we'll see more, but you know, what we really need to do is concentrate on the good work we did and try to figure out how we can tweak it a little bit and help our folks back at home.
Representative Andrew Byron, and that's our legislative update. Representative, thank you. Appreciate your time.
Thank you so much, Duke. Have a great day.
Yep. Weekday Wake Up on SBI Radio.